And welcome back into the Financial Safari. I'm consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb, joined alongside the one and only Coach Pete DeRuda, as well as former UNC basketball player Marty Hensley. Now, Coach, before the break, you were talking about puzzles that you put together on vacation. Just got back from a beach trip just a couple of weeks ago. I will say we conquered a number of puzzles. But get this, there was one box in the cover. They like to leave a few puzzles there, right, at the beach house?
Yep.
So there was one there, and on the cover it was written, two pieces missing. Do you think we put that together?
Oh, well, see, somebody else probably tried, and then it's a frustrating part when you're looking for that piece, and the piece isn't there to begin with.
Exactly, exactly.
Marty, did that ever happen to you, Marty?
I would be absolutely guaranteed the person who wrote that on the box was the person that tried to put it together.
Big, bold red letters, I'll tell you that.
Well, the correlations between the puzzle with the missing piece and the turning a financial plan into a retirement plan are amazing. I mean, there really are a lot of correlations there, because many people have done a really good job putting money away for retirement in what they thought was a retirement plan, Marty, but it was only just a financial plan.
Yeah, there you go.
They spent a lifetime putting together 999 pieces to a 1,000-piece puzzle, and they get to retirement, and the most important piece is finding a good qualified financial advisor to put a plan in place.
Well, one pitfall is that most people don't understand a financial plan is not a retirement plan.
So, let's talk about that, because I think that confuses a lot of people out there. What's the difference?
Well, a financial plan does not become a retirement plan until there's a lifetime income component added to it.
Okay, so describe that for me, because I know a lot of folks out there may have that 401k, like you were talking about in the last segment there. They have this big lump sum of cash.
Yeah, well, this means that people must take money they've worked their whole life for and convert it into an income plan that will pay their needs throughout 30, 40, even 50 years of what I call unemployment, otherwise known as retirement.
Mm.
And that's where we come in, because we have experience in this, where we see people who thought everything was fine until they get to that finish line and realize that, gosh, now it's all up to them.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And, like I've said this before, but I met with folks that had over $2 million a few months ago, and the husband was not happy because the wife was planning a trip to Aruba.
Sure.
And he was thinking about how much money that was going to come out of their $2 million now that they had to stretch all the way through retirement, and they had no plan about how they were going to spend it or how they were going to make sure that money didn't disappear before they did.
Well, and if he had a plan, forget the worry, he'd be enjoying the sand in the water.
Yeah. So we need to convert your nest eggs into dependable, guaranteed income streams that you will not outlive all the way through your golden years.
Mm.
You don't want your golden years to be tarnished by things not working right.
That's right. Very true. Yeah.
Because you never want to hear this when you go to the bank.
And it's gone.
Very true.
South Park is the name of the cartoon series that teenagers like.
Sure.
And people like me and Marty in our 50s. But there was one episode where they had a banker on there, and people would bring money into the banker, and he would act like he was doing all sorts of stuff with the money, and then it would disappear.
Yeah.
Here's one clip from Mrs. Farnickle.
Hello, Mrs. Farnickle. How are you today? Making a deposit, are we? Great. We can just put that into your retirement account and make it go to work for you, and it's gone.
Oh.
So we have to be careful. That's not a retirement plan, is it?
No, it's not.
Absolutely not.
So a true retirement plan has guaranteed income streams with a S in there that never go away, and you can control this by turning more streams on as you get older or you need more money to combat inflation or healthcare needs. Marty, this is the most vital part of the financial planning process, is turning a financial plan into a retirement plan.
That's exactly right. Identifying what that income needs to be, what that income stream needs to be after taxes, and be sure it addresses all their needs on a monthly basis.
So another pitfall that people don't understand is that financial plans often entail unnecessary fees, risks, and commissions, which may be one of the reasons why the broker you have doesn't want to convert your financial plan into a retirement plan, because usually, and I have to say usually, I know all the time with us, but usually in the whole financial world, once you turn a financial plan into a retirement plan, there are no more commissions coming out.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so who loses in that? The broker does. All right. So he's planning his retirement plan with your financial plan. Right? So we need to make sure that people are fully informed about what's really going on and identify the enemies in the financial world. And again, there's 8 problems with your investment portfolios that brokers don't typically disclose or talk about. We covered the first 3 earlier on the show.
That's right.
Management fees, transactional costs, market risk.
Okay, yep.
And we've talked a little bit about longevity risk earlier in the show, too. You know, you don't want to outlive your money, so that's called longevity risk. And it's a term that a lot of people still aren't familiar with, but it's been identified as one of the top 2 reasons people are not having successful retirements, Marty, as they didn't design their portfolios to last the rest of their life.
And it's one of their biggest fears, and it should be one of their biggest fears, is outliving their retirement income. That's one risk that we address head on. We are sure to put in a plan where we cannot outlive that.
If there was a way where you could design your portfolio that you would never outlive some of that money and you'd be guaranteed to get a stream of income, would you want to find out about it?
I sure would.
Yeah. And you have 4 points you go over with everyone who comes in. 1, 2, 3, 4. You say, if we can do all four of these things, does it make sense? And they say yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So the number five risk that brokers aren't talking about, which everyone should be. And again, if you have a true fiduciary, they are talking about this with you. Long-term care risk. 45 million Americans right now are taking care of somebody else in their family.
Wow. Are they really?
And if that's your long-term care plan, if you say, it's okay, my wife's going to take care of me. This was years ago. When I was meeting with a couple and we were talking about long-term care, and the husband was like 250 pounds, right? And the wife was 110. We're sitting at the kitchen table. And I said, what about long-term care? What's going to happen then? Because the wife looked like she was in great shape.
Yeah.
The husband looked like he was lucky to wake up 6 feet above ground, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Yeah.
And so he said to me, my wife will take care of me. And so I said, let me ask you to do one thing, we'll call him Mr. Johnson.
Sure.
Mr. Johnson, would you go and please go in the living room and go down and lay down flat on the floor? And he said, why? And I said, just do it. So he did it.
Amazingly. Did he really?
Yeah. Okay. Begrudgingly, you know what I'm saying,
right?
He had his lips all poked out.
Yeah.
And then I said to Mrs. Johnson, you're going to take care of him, right? And she said, yeah, that's the plan. I said, well, go pick him up.
Oh,
guess what didn't happen?
Yeah.
She didn't pick him up. So he had to roll over and grab the couch and pull himself up, right? So if you think the plan is going to be the spouse is going to take care of you, you haven't thought it through.
Okay.
And if you think your kids are going to take care of you, you got another thing coming.
Yeah, no, it's true.
We can't even get our daughter to put her spoon into the dishwasher. And now she's going to take care of us 24 hours a day? Not going to happen. So that's a big, big risk. Now, we have ways. And there are financial strategies and products designed now that will give you long-term care benefits without having to buy a long-term care policy. Because
really?
That's one of the main things that people are afraid of is, and I don't blame them because that's why I've never offered a long-term care insurance product.
Sure.
Because once you get in it, there's no guarantee they won't raise that rate until you can't afford it anymore.
Really?
There are financial strategies now that have no rate increases.
Okay.
Huh. Like you buy a life insurance policy and you can use the death benefit. Let's say you get $1 million life insurance policy. You can use that death benefit to pay for long-term care.
Okay.
While you're here.
Really? Wow.
They call that a living benefit. It makes sense. While you're living, you can benefit from life insurance. The main reason why people hate life insurance, number one, they don't want to admit they're going to die. And number two, they never saw a benefit of it. Even though they're helping your family out tremendously by getting life insurance, now you have a benefit that's there for you.
Makes a lot of sense.
Right. It's a contingency plan if it goes against what we think might happen.
Yeah.
Very, very important because a lot of people don't have that. Don't realize it and never knew it existed.
Well, and I'm sure a lot of people out there are going to love the concept of using that same dollar to really knock off a couple of things that are vital for a good retirement plan.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's very, very important that people get that in order. And we will do that for you. We'll go through a total review for the next 20 callers. If you're one of the next 20 callers who call in right now, we'll create a one-page financial review. Now, this review, it'll indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan or not. Now, Marty, a lot of people aren't in need of a full-blown plan. They just need to convert their financial plan to a retirement plan. I had one person call. They said, we've listened to the show for years, but you talked about this full-blown plan, and we already had a plan. But when you talked about retirement planning, we realized we didn't have that. And so I know, Thomas, a lot of people are listening now, and they're saying, gosh, do we have a retirement plan or not? Well, let's figure it out by doing our financial MRI. Again, an MRI is so much better than an X-ray.
That's right.
MRI, that's why the doctors recommend them after X-rays. But let's look at your financial plan and let us put in writing for you and analyze at no cost or obligation and a fiduciary standard. Let's show you where you are right now with your current plan or planner, and let's show you how you can convert some of that or all of that into the necessary ingredients for that perfect retirement plan. The whole reason why you've been saving money to begin with. And if you're one of the next 20 callers, we'll do that. We'll do an income plan. We'll do a tax MRI as well. And we'll make sure to help you get on that right path to financial independence.
You know, financial double talk and sales pitches are just rampant out there. Finally, folks, finally, someone is offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk. Folks, you need to sit down and get a financial roadmap put together, and John Kelly of Kelly Financial Services and his team will translate for you that complex financial world into clear instructions. This is an excellent chance for you to get a true practical financial review, and for anyone listening right now, the number to call is 800-477-1135. The next five callers will receive a comprehensive financial review showing you where you are now, but most importantly, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. So in short, folks, you have nothing to lose. Call now. Over five chances to win today. That number is 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. 800-477-1135. All right, folks, stay tuned as we discuss many more topics on how to set yourself up for success in retirement when we come back.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
Mounting national debt and the growing liabilities of Social Security and Medicare are straining federal finances. How these challenges are resolved remains unknown, but higher taxes, along with means testing Social Security and Medicare, are obvious possibilities for policymakers. Whatever tax rates may be in the future, taxes can be a drag on your savings and may adversely impact your retirement security. Moreover, any reduction of Social Security or Medicare benefits has the potential to place a further strain on your retirement. Consequently, you'll need to be ever mindful of a changing tax landscape and strategies to manage their impact.